And welcome to Free Radio Santa Cruz's December 18th, 2025 show, or my show anyway, as Bathrop Spears Broadsides. This is going to be, as usual, a Thursday flashback show, and this one's going to be a little more episodic or even chaotic, or maybe a little of both of those. We're going to be going all the way back to 1991, and this was 4 years before Free Radio itself in Santa Cruz got started. It got started in the spring of 1995, which was, of course, about 30 years ago. So this is more than 30 years ago, but it was still in the midst of homeless civil rights struggles. The first segment you're going to hear is from July of 1991. I think it's July 21st, but I'm not positive. It's a show called Chewing the Fat, which had on it guests Wonton Dave Jacobs, Jetlag Joe Selinsky, and Linda the Lark Edwards, three very persistent and determined and courageous, I would say, activists concerned about the civil rights of folks outside, attempting to stop police abuse against folks outside, or at least to make it more public and expose it in hopes the community would take some action, which in some ways it tried to do but failed. But nonetheless, there became an effort to start a Citizens Police Review Board, which 3 years later was set up with weakened powers that unfortunately were never really significantly used until the very end of the CPRB's, Citizens Police Review Board's, reign in 2002, when they did start to do it under African-American Chairman Mark Half Moon. The police department and the city council quickly cut them off and eliminated the board. However, this Chewing the Fat discussion or exchange is around the issue of the town clock. In the early months of 1991, there was an active encampment at the town clock, which began as a high school protest, high school student protest against the first Iraqi war, the Persian Gulf War, which the elder Bush got us all into and massacred Iraqis with, and began the more involved slaughter in the Middle East that the United States government has been involved with. It continued because U.S. troops remained in Iraq, and some determined protesters, including younger students, older veterans, activists, stayed at the clock. And finally, a core of activists remained, and these were, as mentioned before, Wonton Dave, Jetlag Joe, and Linda the Lark, and others who joined them as well. At different points and different times, they were multiply harassed by the police, who wanted to drive them away, but they kept coming back, taking more and more tickets, facing the charges in court, and eventually fighting them, some winning, some losing, evolving some interesting defenses, which I discuss in other shows. But this show is focusing on a city council meeting and Parks and Rec Department attempt to shut down the town clock to declare it was a park, even though it was a cemented area around the campanile and a fountain, and it had nothing to do with being a park. It was just sort of a central gathering place, a very small, relatively small, triangular area. At the edge of town, or the sort of the entrance to town. And this was an attempt to shut down the protest, many of us felt, by declaring that there were hours that you couldn't go, and so they could simply declare, they didn't have to show that you were, had a right, they didn't have to justify the police's attempt to remove them by saying that the police could remove them because of inappropriate protest, because they couldn't find anything really inappropriate about it. And instead they said, well, you're in a park after dark hours, and we have declared this as park hours, so you're violating the law. And that is what they've used, and actually has been used since in a great number of cases to drive to harass homeless people, ticket them, take their property, encourage them to leave town, and or simply deter them from being visibly in public. And that goes on even to today very significantly. In fact, who knows, maybe as much or more so than in the past. There was a more restive population and a more sympathetic housed community in those days, I think. Anyway, the discussion on the Chewing the Fat show, I believe, was both about the nature of the protest at the clock, and also I believe it got into the issue of city councils turning the park into a, into the town clock area into a park, which meant declaring it was a park and setting up a sign. That's all they did. They didn't put in grass or anything of that sort. It was, it's not a park at all. It was something like a Potemkin park, you might say. Not even a Potemkin park. Potemkin parks being the things in Russia that were used under the Soviet regime to give a sort of a sunny view of things. This didn't even attempt to simulate a park. It was an attempt to simply say, it's a park. Here's your ticket. Get out. And we can convict you of this because we have a park and the sign's up and there are hours there and the city council says so. Ignoring the constitutional rights of people to engage in a peaceful public protest, even on public spaces where many people don't want them to be, provided they're not interfering with other people's use of the property. And that has never had never really been charged in any meaningful way. And then following that, I'm going to play you some segments in this flashback show. It's the early days of People's Park, when there was a People's Park. It's since been destroyed and replaced by our barbed wire, packing crate fences, and then a huge, 12 or 16 story, 18, I don't know how many story building in the middle of it that is going up. Again, an attack on the homeless community and in terms of an attempt to eliminate a publicly user-developed space. This is from July and August of 1991, and some of us went up to Berkeley to be supportive of people who were defending the park. What the university and the city were trying to do was essentially set up a volleyball court and other sports courts in the park that would essentially encourage middle-class people to come and start cementing over the park and driving away the traditional space where people had come to protest, come to relax. It had been sort of a zone where people, there was uncertain, whether they could sleep there safe from the police was always an issue, or safe from other elements of the community, for that matter, at different points. But what they put in was a fancy volleyball court, a sand volleyball court, which the activists demanded be removed, and eventually did get removed because of activist activity. But it essentially, a lot of people just came to the park and stood around on the court and refused to move, and the city called in the police, and you get to hear some of the discussion of the early days of that protest. It's me up there with a couple of activists, one activist named Brian Flanagan Staley. Then there's also Jane Immler, Calamity Jane, who is one of the earliest activists to ignite homeless protests in Santa Cruz to get a cold and rainy night shelter, which we still don't have a walk-in shelter as we did back in 1985 for at least 1 year. Then at the Kumbwa Jazz Center, though it wasn't then the Kumbwa Jazz Center, it was Bob Leisner's building. He allowed it to be used, which by the city, which had to respond because Jane Immler, Calamity Jane, was starving herself to death in 1985. This was 6 years later. She and I were surveilling the scene and providing support to People's Park activists. And let's roll into that. First, of course, our historic theme song, so you don't feel it's totally without musical background.
I'm tired of moon songs, of star and of June songs. They simply make me nap. And ditties romantic drive me nearly frantic. I think they're all full of pap. History's making, nations are quaking. Why sing of stars above? For while we are waiting, Father Time's creating new things to be singing of. Sing me a song with social significance. All other tunes are taboo. I want a ditty with heat in it, appealing with feeling and meat in it. Sing me a song with social significance, or you can sing till you're blue. Let meaning shine from every line, or I won't love you. Sing me of wars and sing me of breadlines. Tell me of front page news. Sing me of strikes and last minute headlines. Dress your observation in syncopation. Sing me a song with social significance. There's nothing else that will do. It must get hot with what is what, or I won't